You're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
Can you hear me though?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yay!
Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's up, guys?
I know we're back.
So excited
in full
to be
glory.
Back. No. Did you miss us?
I hope so. I miss y'all.
I know you guys missed us. How can you not miss us? We're amazing.
I know. We're so pretty.
Welcome to episode 159 of the podcast, 2024, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, the last time we dropped was before the New Year, right?
I think so, yeah.
We recorded with...
With Kev.
With Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happy New Year. What's going on?
Feliz Año Nuevo.
I know we got plenty to update. To update the people. Yo, wait. Before we get into that... I looked it up, and you know 2024 is the year of the dragon.
Oh, my, you
according
know my
to Chinese zodiac.
You know, my son told me that. My 10-year-old son told me that it was the year of the dragon. Yes.
When did he told you that recently?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I know.
So apparently, where we got, you know, I wouldn't be me if I didn't drop a little astrology on the episode. So apparently, it is the year of the dragon, and the zodiacs that are the luckiest in 2024 are the people born during the year of the rat. You're probably wondering, year of the rat.
Yeah.
Do I fall under the year of the rat? Okay. So if you were born in 1912, I highly doubt we have anyone listening to us that was born in 1912.
Yeah, just and if you're still alive, like more recent years, girl.
if you're still alive, God bless you. 1924, 1936, 1948. 1960, 1972, 1984, 1996, 2008.
2008?
Mm-hmm.
My son was born in 2008.
So this is his lucky
year.
Oh,
no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was born in 07. My bad.
My bad. We won't edit that out. She has 17 kids, guys. Of course, it's easy to confuse your children.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sometimes I just go through all the names because, you know, there's so many of them and just one of me.
That was a running joke that we used to have at our old job. We used to say that Dory has 17 kids.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Pablo because he created that.
Yeah, it was always 17 kids no matter what.
Our favorite Mexican.
Yeah. Damn. So what's going on? How's your 2024 coming along? What's, you know, anything new?
I have had, I don't know, it started rough because the kids got sick and then I had COVID.
Everyone
got sick.
Was sick.
Yeah.
Everyone is still sick.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that was like the one big like sickness or whatever from my household. Cause I can't deal. I can't keep taking so much time off work. We don't got time to be sick. We need to work. Okay. Okay.
Gotta work around here.
Yeah, we sure do. We got 17 kids.
We're born cute, not rich.
Word.
Shit. Yeah. Listen. 2023 ended rough. It started rough between being sick, between life just lifing, had a death in the family on New Year's Day. Yeah, life has definitely been lifing. And that's why sometimes a much needed break is needed for us. Like Dory and myself, we get very overly stimulated very quickly. And we just tend to really like isolate ourselves and kind of just like
we nest.
Motherly way of putting it. We nest.
Yes, we nest.
And we have to take a step back and kind of just like allow ourselves to recharge once again. So we'll be able to like
so we can look awesome and be happy for you like how we are right now.
Yeah, shout out to the people that reached out, that text me, that text Dory, that DM'd us and were like, hey, where are you guys? Like, where are you guys coming back? When are you dropping an episode? Like, of course.
Here we are.
We, after that much needed break, we're back refreshed and rejuvenated and, you know, back to start the shits.
Yeah.
What else? Year of the Dragon, baby.
I know.
Tap into my inner Khaleesi.
Word. Because, you know, that's how I feel, you know, that. Like, I feel like I just want to take over 2024.
She made a very beautiful vision board.
Word, I sure did. It's amazing.
Yeah, and we're not, don't speak of what's on it. I even told her don't post it because I do believe in, like, you know, people trying to.
I know you, people that be hating out there.
Yeah, people just trying to, you know, be that dark cloud and all the shit you're trying to do. I want to say that
so far, I've been able to tick some things off of my board.
Right.
And I love that. That's amazing. Yeah, and I love that. And it's looking like I am going to tap into my bucket list this year. So yay me.
Shout out to you for that.
Yay.
Yeah, it's looking real good. Yeah, so what else has been going on?
Oh, just bullshit. You know how it is.
Still the same bullshit.
Yeah, I got laid.
Yay! We always encourage that on here.
I got laid.
I feel like this is such a great story to tell, but I have to really, something that I have to allow her to decide whether that's something she ever wants to share on the pod. But
what story? Which one? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? I said it to you yesterday. I'm like, damn, that would be great to talk about. What were we having a conversation about yesterday?
All right. So
if you feel comfortable enough
to share it. I don't know. There's no just pressure. There's some new people in my life that I happen to really, really enjoy.
People.
Yes. People.
Fill in the blanks.
We had a great weekend and I am very thankful for both of them, and you know, so shout out to Sam and Izzy.
Shout out to them. She had such a wonderful weekend and we were just like,
oh, I needed it. Keep
the momentum going. Let's record. Yes, let's make it happen. Yes. Like, let's just do it. Get ourselves out of this funk. Get ourselves back into the routine of recording. We got some shit coming up too. We got some recordings coming up that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Real dope. I can't wait to you guys to see it. We're not going to see anything yet. It'll be a surprise. But really got to prep for that one because it's going to be a dope recording. So stay tuned. Coming soon. If you guys haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You know, you can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram. Back on Instagram because we're off for a little bit. At Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Excuse me. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our handle is at Ladies Pitch, of course. Yeah. So let's get into it. So Dory and myself, we watched a movie last night. A crazy ass movie. Definitely have to talk about it. So first things first, fuck Hulu, okay? I'm going to start off with my rant. Fuck Hulu, because for the past 2 days, first of all, I've been...
All weekend. I've been binging.
All right, so every time I'm depressed or something, I binge a show. So I've been binging The Sopranos for the past 72 hours, I think, or more. I've been binging The Sopranos. But I said, you know what? Let me watch a movie. Yesterday, last night, I was like, let me watch a movie. Someone at work was talking about this movie called Run that's on Hulu. Apparently, it's about a mom that's, like, taking care of her sick daughter. Her daughter finds out her mom's poisoning her. Kind of like the whole Gypsy Rose story or whatever. So I'm like, damn, I wanna watch it. It's on Hulu. Bet. I signed up 30-day free trial on Hulu. Fuck Hulu because that movie will not play. I've been trying for the past 2 days to play that movie, and it gives me, like, an era playback bullshit. I don't know what's going on, but I cannot play that movie for the life of me. I want to watch it. It's called Run.
It won't play.
It will not play. So today I try to play it, and this fucking movie won't. I don't know. It won't. It's running from me. It won't play. And I want to watch it. And I'm
Run
relentless.
Is running.
Right. And I'm relentless because the more it's giving me issues, like the more I want to watch it.
I told her we should just look it up online and cast it.
But it's a Hulu. It's a made for Hulu movie, so it's not going to be anywhere else.
It'll be online. Yeah, it has to be online somewhere.
Anyway, I want to watch this damn movie and I can't. So, in the midst of being annoyed of not being able to watch this damn movie, I came across another movie. I saw Ben Affleck. I saw the movie cover. It looked interesting. I was like, oh shit, it's called Deep Water.
Boy, all right. First of all, I just want to say...
I'll let Dory take it from here.
I just want to say that I would love to be in between Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, because that would be such a hot threesome. Like, it's, oh my God.
No, let me tell you, she's hot.
She's hot.
She's very, very sexy. She's very petite. Hot. I'm typically not into like very petite women, but her face, like her sex appeal is on 1,000. Yeah. Her face is just gorgeous. Everything about her is like, ooh. Anyway, You want to give a little bit of synopsis of this movie?
All right. So in this crazy movie, Ben Affleck is married to Ana de Armas. They have a daughter.
A.K.A. Melinda.
Oh, yeah. I forgot her name.
Yeah.
So he's married to Melinda. They have a daughter. Most of the time, he's with the daughter. It's like he's raising the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And homie, like, my girl Melinda is out here just putting it on everybody.
Out of control.
So out of control. You know, and another thing is, so all these people, they have this like particular group of friends where they're forever having get-togethers. And I was like, what parents have get-togethers every weekend?
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck are your kids?
I think, all right, because they're married, but you can tell early on in the movie that they seem to have an open marriage. But you think that it's probably like both-sided, double-sided open marriage? No, it's one-sided because it's Melinda, the wife, who's fucking around. And not only is she, like, she's not discreetly fucking around. Like, you know how some people have open marriages and you both know you're doing your thing? No. She's fucking around but rubbing it all in his face. Like, they're having these gatherings every weekend with their friends. And I think that they're all every friends. Every weekend
she has a new friend to introduce to the group.
Every week she has a new guy that she brings around, this group of friends. And she just rubs this new man in front of her husband and his friends, because his friends are also part of the group.
Right. And then they're saying, like, you need to tell her to chill.
Yeah. The guys are telling his friend, like, telling Ben Affleck, like, damn, like, another dude. Like, you know.
Like, yo.
But I think that they all, like, it's a big group and they all hang out together. But I think it's because they don't mention it. But I think that it's probably they're all part of that lifestyle. They're all probably like open.
I don't know. I don't think so. The rest of them didn't give me that vibe.
The only vibe, I got that vibe because the other guy, the black guy's wife, She was a little flirty with Ben Affleck in the beginning. Oh, yeah,
she was.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's because of they in that lifestyle or they were drinking, because the wife is always drunk. Melinda's always drunk throughout the whole movie. I think the last 15 minutes of the movie was when she decided she wanted to be a mom. And they showed it with her daughter.
Right.
Because the first hour and 45, it's Ben with the daughter.
Yeah. Melinda fucking all these guys. Just going through the roster.
Listen,
this bitch was taking piano lessons and fucking the piano teacher. She
paid $3,000. To the piano teacher, which is played by the guy from Euphoria.
Jacob Elordi, which is also fine as fuck.
$3,000 for piano lessons. Just so she can fuck her piano teacher. So what happened? Ben Affleck ends up...
That nigga snapped.
He's just... I guess he's had enough, because who knows how long this has been going on. He snapped and he's like starts killing the guys that she's sleeping with.
Yeah, he just snapped.
The thing with you, this is what I think, you know, I'm gonna dig into my toxic bag just a little bit. I think that because you can tell in the movie that she's very like
the whole
fun, spontaneous. Listen, he's kind of boring.
I said that she had to be a Sag because my sister Sag, she has to be. And
I ain't no Sag, I thought that he was boring too.
Well, I wouldn't say that he's boring. I think that he just prioritizes differently. And I feel like maybe they were both spontaneous pre-parenthood. Pre-kid? And I think that parenthood is what changed it. Because it seemed like there's a point in the movie where it kind of says that, like, this is the life you chose, she says to him.
Yes, she does.
So maybe she didn't want to be a mom and then he kind of made her be a mom. And maybe that's where all of this started. Plus, she's always, like, trying to fuck her husband, and he won't fuck her.
No, they had a very passionate sex scene, but I think also is
one
that...
in 2 hours? One?
But that's married life. No, they fuck, like, married people fuck, like, once a month, no?
No, not this married person.
I'm just saying. That's what people make it seem what marriage is. Like, you fuck once a month, if that, like...
That was never my case. We had a very healthy sex life.
Okay, so what I was saying, I'm going to dig into my toxic bat because at some point, she came in like early morning from being out with the piano teacher. She stayed out all night. He stayed up waiting for her. She came in early morning and he was like, where were you? And she was always very vague with details, which would piss me the fuck off too. Because she would just be like, out. What, out? Like, why do you care? Like, she would not go into detail. So this particular scene, like, he was mad about her strolling in early in the morning, not coming home all night. And he shows her that he's mad. And that kind of gave her, like it turned her on a bit. Because she was like,
yeah, she was like, oh, finally some emotion.
Yeah, some passion, some emotion. So to me, I know a guy like that. Like, he might be just a little bit, like, maybe, like, either, like, nonchalant or really chill. And she doesn't really know whether he really cares about the shit that she's doing until he really starts showing it.
So, and then at this point, I told her, I think she just might be doing all of this because she wants to get a reaction out of him, which is kind of dumb. But then again,
it's like, she got a reaction.
Well, yeah, she most definitely did.
She got a reaction because he was killing motherfuckers.
But you know how frustrating it is, though, to like try, not even to like try to be with somebody that's like that, that's so fucking nonchalant. Well, you would know. You are the nonchalant one.
I'm never.
Well, I don't know, but I tried to be with somebody that was like that, and it drove me fucking nuts. It still fucking drives me nuts. Today he drove me nuts. Like,
it's very frustrating. It's very
frustrating. It is. And it's like, and I did. It's funny, y'all. I didn't even think that this man had emotions. I didn't think
you have to have a level of like understanding.
I don't know. Patience. I did something. I pissed him off, so I must have done something. He has some type of emotion. I was able to piss him off.
You don't understand how. I don't want to say how good it feels, like ego wise, not like that, but it feels good to kind of just see that little like. Light, like, oh shit, you know, like they actually care. Like, who doesn't want their partner to show that they care about them in some, like, some to some degree? Not to the extent of like Melinda and Vic and shit, you know what I mean? But
right,
just in general,
don't murder my second boyfriend.
Right, don't start murdering guys I talk to and shit. Like, that's creepy. But yeah, I think that was what she wanted. I think she was trying to. She wanted the passion back in the marriage because it seemed like that's what it was lacking. And she was getting that from having these little flings with these guys.
Listen.
Listen.
You know what kills me about it, though?
She told one of the guys, I love you. I don't know about...
That was her ex. That was her ex.
You see? No. Was it Tony?
Yeah, he was an ex. That's why he asked her, why did you break up with her? That was an ex.
Yeah, she was pushing it with that boundaries, sis. Boundaries.
Listen, yeah, and then the way she would cry when they would die, like,
yes,
like they were her man. Like,
she was ready to throw her husband under the bus.
Word, she was like, he killed him. He did it.
She was ready to throw her husband under Girl. The bus. I think so. She really realized what he was doing for her because he would rather do that than to divorce her. Because at one point she was like,
Why don't you just leave me?
And he was just like, no, like he would have rather open his marriage up, allow her to do these things than to divorce her. Is that really love?
I mean, it's his love. It's his kind of love. Everybody loves differently.
It's fucking psychopathic love.
Yeah, possibly it could be. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm the least adequate person to like talk about love, but hey, we all love differently.
I am the adequate person to talk about crazy love.
Oh well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about crazy love. I don't like crazy love. I don't like crazy love. I want you to love me, yeah, but then I don't know. You know, back to the whole 2024 thing. So I feel like this year, I want to love differently. So that's what I'm trying.
I agree. I'm with you on that. All jokes aside, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So I'm trying to love differently this year.
I'm trying to leave that toxic shit behind for sure.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
It's you know, it only gets uglier the older you get.
I have a question for y'all. This is where you really get to know me, you know? My questions or my stories or whatever. would you join a commune?
I wouldn't join anything like that. I would only be a part of something like that if I'm like the leader.
What if you're married to the leader? What if the leader is your partner?
Then I'm the leader. If my man is the leader, I'm the leader too. So I'm with it. But I'm not joining. I'm not following anybody else.
Yeah, no. I have a friend that I told him that he could be a cult leader because he's good at bullshitting, manipulating people into doing what he wants. And I told him, I was like, yo, you could be like a whole cult leader out here. Like, what are you doing? And he was like, but why? And I'm like, this is why. Like, come on now.
I think there's such a negative connotation to that, though. I'm not going to get into it. We already had to talk privately, like, you know.
About what? Cult?
No. Definitely not about cults.
The whole polyamory thing?
Yeah. And like how you said it, describing that he's bullshitting. Or it's manipulation. Because that the only reason why I say that negative connotation, because using those words makes it sound like you're taking advantage of someone. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it, in a way, you kind of are, though, if you think about it. Yeah, but you kind of are.
No, you're not. Because you're a willing participant.
All right. But you're a willing participant to something that somebody else is talking you into. Does that make sense? It's like no. you're taking advantage of somebody who's weaker, whose like thought process is weaker, and you're kind of molding them into what you want them to be.
No.
And even though it's willing, like you're not, you know, like you're not forcing them into anything, but you're manipulating them into doing it. And then you manipulate them further by telling them that it's okay, this is normal, you know, whatever.
But to some degree, you have to think that it's okay for you to be down with it. Like, it would have to be you preying on somebody's weaknesses and actually taking advantage of them and things like that to get somebody into, like, that doesn't make the person look good. So the person is not a good person if they're taking advantage of somebody's weaknesses, if they're doing this. So when it comes to polyamory, and that person is the person that's getting everyone together, if that's how he's described, that doesn't make him look like a good person. That makes him look like a shitty person.
I suppose.
Saying manipulation and saying he's taking advantage of somebody's weakness and stuff like that, it's really not good. When he's being honest with everyone in the situation and letting them know what this is and giving you the option whether you want to be a part of it or not. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when manipulation takes place, there's lies, there's deceit, that type of shit in order to get you, because they know you're weak and that you'll be joining in whatever it is, the agenda that that person has. And in this, and I'm talking particularly to the situation that I know that we're talking about, I don't think that that's what he's doing. I think all parties involved are aware of what's going on. They're aware of one another. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that, and he's giving you the option. Listen, this is, you can stay or you can go. Like, you can be a part of it or not. You know?
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, but a lot of people that are opposed to, like, polyamorous relationships do see it that way. They see it like the parties involved are weak women. Or
I feel like it's more, it's also like, I don't know. I'm new to it. I'm new to like that whole, you know, lifestyle or whatever. It is something that I'm trying and I love my people. But I don't know. I guess it definitely takes some adjusting, especially like when you come from like long-term relationships or, you know, something like that, and it's something new. Like, it really takes adjusting, you know. Like I told you, like, I've never really been a jealous person, but then it's like it really does take you really have to like adjust to like thinking, well, like seeing your person with the other person, and no matter how much you love the other person, there's still like a little bit of jealousy, so you have to like you got to talk it out. You just have to talk it out, because if you don't talk it out, it's just always going to be there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm learning, and I am learning to be patient. Mm-hmm. And I am looking forward to great sex with two amazing people.
I think I don't have any experience in being in a polyamorous relationship. Would I be open to it? Absolutely. And I would think for me, it would be able to work if I was to spend more time with the women, because I'm very like, if he likes her or he loves her and I get to know her, like, I want to see for myself what is it that he loves about her. Like, I want to find something in her to love as well.
Well, you kind of, you have to.
Right, but sometimes it don't work that way. Sometimes they just focus on, you know, either doing it for the man or just like.
Yeah, no, don't do it for the guy. And then
that's kind of like where it goes downhill, because you don't really try to get to know the other women. Or women, I think, just we're naturally, we're competitive. Like,
yeah.
Especially when it comes to our man. Like, we're territorial and we're like, you know, this bitch is doing this. Let me try to do it better than her. Like, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? Yo, so.
I was going to overshare.
Ego. We have bigger egos. I was going to overshare. We have bigger egos than men. Fuck it. Like, women don't want to admit it. I think, yeah, absolutely. I think we do.
I don't think we do.
I think we do. Rejection. God forbid somebody rejects us. What the fuck is wrong with us? Why I look good? Oh, why would he say no to me when men get rejected every fucking day?
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? So,
I don't know.
Good luck to you, though. I'm excited to see how this goes.
She's rooting.
I am. I'm all for what makes people happy, man. Life is short.
I know. You know, and I think I'm gay. I think I'm just gay. I really think that I'm just gay. At this point, I think I need to accept the fact that I like women and I need to just be with a woman.
Don't think she's gay, guys. She has gay tendencies.
Yo.
I don't think she's full-blown gay, though.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm definitely going to explore.
Well, mazel tov to you. But if you guys have not seen Deep Water, to circle back around, make sure you guys check it out. Hulu is still fuck Hulu, though, until I get to see my movie run.
No.
And but, then, yeah.
I mean, we already spoiled most of the movie. Might as well tell you what happens at the end. That was like the good
let
part.
Let them figure it out. Let them watch it.
I want to know. Most of if you watch it, I want to know how you feel about the end.
Yeah, let us. If you've seen it or you do check it out, let us know what you guys think about the ending.
Yeah, I
want to
know.
I like the ending, but.
Did you like it? I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the ending.
I liked it. All right. So I have this story that Dory sent to me some time ago. I don't even know how far back it went. Oh, but yeah.
What was it about?
About the man that hosts a joint baby shower for five women. He got pregnant at the same damn time. Five women. Talk about polyamorous.
I don't think that's polyamorous.
They were not.
I think that was just him being him.
And the fact that they all bumblebee. Look, they're all beautiful women.
All right, but women. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. I would not be okay with sharing my baby shower. I would not be okay with sharing my baby shower.
Let me provide a little bit of context to this story.
Is there context?
Just a little bit. Because one of the girls posted a video on TikTok. Lizzie Ashley. Oh, God. Was one of the expected mothers. There were five moms at this party. And she said in the video, "We love our baby daddy." I hate that baby
daddy.
Fuck my
baby daddy. Fuck my baby daddy.
I hate that baby daddy shit. Like, Jesus Christ. "We will not ruin our babies' lives." You already did, honey. "Our families have accepted this. Nothing left to do but to support each other. Takes a village indeed."
Oh, okay. So she's seems like she's trying to be a sister wife.
Is he rich?
Word, like, how can you support five kids all at the same time?
Do you know how much it takes in the United States to raise one child?
Yes, I do know.
Yeah, so imagine five at the same time. They're all going to be the same age at the same time.
What's wild about that, though? Newborns are hard. Like, having a newborn is so tough. And it's like, you have five newborns. How are you going to split yourself into five?
Right.
Like, what, you just going to keep everybody in the same house? I mean, like,
that's just too much. That's just too much. I don't even know. That's just too much going on. Like, financially, your time, you know, how many of these women are actually going to be, like, okay, all five of them? Like, I don't know. Like, are you, like, is he planning to be with all five of them? We don't know. We don't have more to the story, but
I'm sure he's planning on fucking all of them to continue fucking them.
And they're young. Yo, he's going to continue to have more kids.
In, like, 2 years, there's gonna, not even, in a year, there's going to be a couple of them that are going to be pregnant again.
Let one or two of them hoes be jealous about how you're treating the other one and decide to be spiteful and put your ass on child support.
Imagine they all put him on child support. Or you know what that is? Yo, he has no check. He's going to have no check.
You'd be a slave to the white man forever. Ugh. Forever.
I don't know. I don't know why people are so against condoms. Like,
I think that they need, I think that all retail stores or whatever, they need to put condoms next to, like, the baby section. I think there should be, like, a section of condoms and Plan Bs next to formula and Pampers and wipes in all stores.
Comparison, so that you see how expensive diapers are compared to a box condoms.
I think that is the smart thing to do. But they don't want that. They want us to continue having children and being in debt and all this bullshit.
I think they should just part have of the system. I think everyone should just hire a toddler. They should just hire toddlers to run around stores and drive people crazy so that they see what's coming.
The way they do in some schools with, like, teenage girls, right? They give them, like, a fake baby.
Yeah, like, yeah, 24/7. Bitch, that baby gonna cry all night. Your baby's colicky. It's plastic, but it's colicky.
Not a colicky plastic baby.
Yo, no, but for real, like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Buy condoms. Use condoms. Like, there's nothing wrong with condoms. If you don't want kids, just use condoms. Condoms are great.
I like how they kind of, like, glorify the story because they all look happy in the picture, like, all five of them, and the child's father, he's smiling from ear to ear, and everyone looks happy. No, we need an update on this. Like, every year, we need an update on the story. Like, are all five baby mamas still happy? Is everything still going good? All the
birthdays.
Good?
Every birthday.
Yeah, are they celebrating their birthdays? Oh, my God. Imagine school together pictures
when you got to buy school pictures. School pictures are expensive as fuck. I know. I just bought some. They're expensive. So, imagine having to buy five sets of pictures all at the same time. And you have to because they're all the same age. So you can't just get one and not the other.
Like, I want to know what this man does. That's all I want to know. I'm curious. Like, is there life? Whatever. I'm curious. All right. Let me see what's the average for raising a child.
In the U.S.?
In the United States right now.
I think it's like $200,000.
To raise a child. Damn. According to the USDA data and inflation statistics, raising a child in 2023 could cost an average of $331,933 from the time a child is born to the age of 18. And even
that's wild because that's not even including college. That's and college is the most expensive.
And even after 18, you're still taking care of your kids.
Yo, that is a fact.
Financially.
That is a super fact.
This doesn't even stop.
Those statistics are wrong.
Yeah. Let's say your kid falls into hard times and you're taking care of your kids still financially. Yo, that shit never ends, yo.
It never ends. It really never ends.
So imagine.
So that 18 shit. Bullshit.
Do your math. Let's just say 331,000 times 5.
That's good math.
That's how that's much.
How much I want to make a year.
I wonder. I wonder if he has. He has other kids as well,
bro. That's, if he does, that's 1.6 million.
1.6 million, bro.
That's how much I want to make a year.
Or even the girls. Maybe the girls.
Got money.
They have good careers or something.
I sure hope so. But I sure I would hope that somebody with a good career is smart enough to, you know.
I don't know.
Be
it's smarter. Always the smart, beautiful women that get knocked up by dummies. By brokies. Right? Doesn't it always happen like that?
I know.
For real. Well, good luck to them.
Good luck to them indeed.
Yeah. So, did you see that video the other day of fucking... So, I don't know how everyone is doing as far as snow, because we have listeners from all over the place. So if you're Northeast, snow. You've been getting snow. If you're in the South,
it's icy out here.
If you're in the South, you've probably just been getting colder temperatures. And y'all complain. Y'all complain. People in the South complain if it's like 40, 50 degrees. Like, oh my God, it's cold. Yo, when we know it's going to be 50, it's going to be 50 sometime this week. When we know it's going
to
be 50,
I'm so looking
we
forward
are
to-
hype.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I'm looking forward to the ice melting.
We are hype. New York City, if it's 55 degrees, bitches is coming outside in flip-flops. And if you're from New York City, you know I ain't lying. You start hearing the cars blasting music, and that's just 55 degrees.
Yeah, people don't know how to act when it starts getting warm. But you know why? I don't even blame them because our warm weather is so limited. That we just have to act the fool when it's hot.
I swear, we only get 3 months of winter. I don't know why it feels so much longer.
Because it's not really 3 months. It's more like 8 months. Think about it. It starts getting cold when? October? But it starts getting colder. The temperature starts dropping in October. It starts dropping into the 50s and 40s in October.
But October, like, cool. It's cool.
But it's cold.
Yeah, but I prefer
cold.
Yo, I prefer October cold over fucking January and February cold.
Well, yeah,
like we chill of course, a negative two.
But I'm just saying, starting in October, you already have to start wearing shit.
Yeah, you extra wear a layers. Jacket. Yeah, a little
now
hoodie.
You're wearing extra layers.
Yeah.
So that starts in October. Then it only gets colder from there all the way to March or April. Sometimes April. So think about it. How many months is that from October to April?
Oh, man.
October, five, November, six, December, six, January, February, March, April. Seven months.
7 months, yeah.
And then you get a quick spring with a shit ton of rain. A quick spring with a shit ton of rain.
And sometimes you don't get the rain, and then the rain comes in the summer. And it'll be like a rainy beginning of the summer, and then we get like August great weather or some stupid shit.
I don't know
like
about
that.
Great weather, more like heat waves.
Yeah.
And then that's in the beginning of August, because by August 20th, 25th, you're back to wearing a hoodie. If it's still hot by Labor Day, then you know we had a good summer. But let's face it, sometimes the kids go back to school in September and it's most definitely hoodie weather.
You would make an amazing meteorologist.
I used to want to be one. When I was a kid, I wanted to be one.
She would make a very good weather girl. You'll be like Hillary from The Fresh Prince.
Oh, my gosh. So, hold on. I'm going to practice. Hold on. So, here we have, you're going to have to put a map here, okay? So, here we have the weather in New York City. It's going to be 52 degrees tomorrow with 30% chance of rain in the Bronx only.
And then you can, and then
only
you can,
in the Bronx.
You can put a pair of like flip flops on the day that it's going to be 52. I swear to you.
Yo.
That's really how New York City is. Like, people don't know how to dress for the weather. No one knows how to dress for the weather in New York City. You will go out at 8 a.m. with a hoodie and flip flops just in case you're going to be out for a minute. And by the time you're out, it's warm.
Yeah, you know, I hate that. I hate that so much. That cold in the morning with like blazing heat by 4 o'clock. I hate that shit because I hate wearing layers. I hate clothes. I've said this a million times.
No, she does.
I hate.
She hates clothes.
I hate clothes. I hate being clothed. So it's
Dory
like.
Dory hasn't been happy since she was born and she was butt ass naked out the womb. That was the happiest she's ever been in life.
It's funny because I have a picture from my first birthday where I'm just sitting in a diaper. And it was my birthday party.
And I bet she was cheesing.
Hell yeah, I was mad happy with my little two teeth in the bottom. I hate clothes. I don't like clothes. Today, I wore this little tank top to work because I didn't want to wear a bra. And this kind of has a bra.
For women, the older you get, the more you hate bras. Seriously. Yeah. Like, who invented that shit? Who invented bras? I can speak for most women when I say, especially women with big tits, just in general women. I can't think of one woman that doesn't complain about bras. All of my homegirls, we always complain about hating to wear bras.
I hate everything.
The best feeling ever when you get home. It's taking off your bra.
Hell yeah. Sometimes I don't even wait, nigga. I take that shit off in the car.
Seriously?
I really do.
No, I've definitely found a random bra in Dory's car.
Listen, sometimes, look, today, for example, like I said, I wore this little cute little tank top. I like it. It's cute. I wore it because it has like a fake built-in bra. Mm-hmm. And then I put on a sweater and slacks because, you know,
yeah,
twerk. And when I got to my car, I took the sweater off and I drove like this. And I unbuttoned my pants too, my slacks. I had my pants unbuttoned, unzipped, and I took off the sweater. You're lucky I had to keep my shoes on.
No, seriously, we really do. We really do hate bras. Like women, if we can walk around without a bra, I think it's the whole like, it's inappropriate and people going to stare at you. Because, you know, everyone got different type of, like, titties.
Boobs. Yeah, but guess what? Nobody gives a shit because apparently nipples are cool now. Because, look, Kim Kardashian just made a whole line of nipples.
Oh, she did. Built-in
nipples.
Built-in nipples.
On tank tops.
Bruh.
Like, just. Bing.
When the nipple prints come in style? Like.
I think when people started piercing them.
So does she sell some of them with built-in piercing?
Who knows? If she does it, I'm sure it's coming. It's probably coming.
I have questions.
I don't know. I just... And it's funny because...
Some time ago, yeah, with the built-in nipples. That's wild.
And I don't know. Now that I think about it, have you ever really, like, seen them wear anything where their nipples show? Not really.
I've never seen white women with hard nipples.
Do your nipples get hard?
White women, do your nipples get hard?
Do your nipples get hard?
Let me ask the white women I work with. No, stop. They're going to report me to HR. No, I don't think I've ever. I don't know. I'm sure because they're women.
I have great nipples, just saying.
But I feel like that's.
We have great nipples.
Maybe Megan Fox.
We've seen each other's nipples. They're great.
Right. Yeah, I was blessed with some nice titties, though.
Amazing titties. Like them.
Thanks, Mom. and what kind of women, I don't know, what kind of women are purchasing these tank tops? Like,
I don't know.
The thirst is real, man. I don't know.
It really
There's
is.
A market for everything, and the Kardashians are going to find it.
That
They're
is
gonna
true.
They're
going to
find what they can sell and what can, like, take off. And nipples,
and what they can take off specifically.
Exactly, because that's why. Like, who's searching for that? And who decided that that was something that was like, yo, I need some fucking, like, built-in nipple tank tops? Who? Nippleless women? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't know, but yeah.
It kind of goes, like... I remember seeing in Bombini and shit back in the day.
Oh my god, Bombini.
My best friend and I used to
live in Bombini every weekend because every weekend we went clubbing. So every weekend we needed an outfit. We needed an outfit. We needed
Bombini
shoes
was
and a
spot
top
for the girls from the Bronx to go shop. Ice Spice, I know your ass used to go to Bombini. You from the Fordham Heights section
of
the Bronx.
Is it still there? Is it still open?
I'm sure. Hood bitch is keeping Bombini alive. Bombini and Rainbow is here to stay as long as hood bitches are shopping in it.
Rainbow is everywhere. There's mad rainbows in Connecticut.
Yo, Rainbow now accepts EBT cash.
No way.
Yes, they do.
Get out.
Yes.
That's wild.
So if you have EBT, if you receive cash, EBT cash on a monthly basis, you can shop at Rainbow.
And you're going clubbing, go to Rainbow.
I think they accept Klarna now and shit. Yo, for real. My bitch is from the Bronx. You know about Bombini, Rainbow. What's the other one? There was another one.
Pretty Girl.
Pretty Girl.
You cannot forget about Pretty Girl. God. That big Pretty Girl that they opened on Fordham in the concourse right in the corner. Come on. That was the best Pretty Girl because it was big. It was like three floors. And you could find all kinds of shit.
Yo, and
Conway. Remember Conway?
Yeah.
Conway still open? No, Conway is not open.
The men of the Bronx love to walk around Fordham Road, especially in the summer, spring, summer. All you see is ass. It's like a Big Sean song, like ass. All you see on Fordham Road. Am I lying?
Nope.
Like, the men just stand around. And
yeah, they don't even have to do nothing.
Yeah, the Fordham Road is basically like a long strip of like stores. It's Dr. J's, Rainbow, Foot Locker.
There's a Gap in the Old Navy
Old Navy. Like, it's just a strip of like a bunch of stores.
They're catering to all the Fordham University students. Old Navy and that Gap.
Right.
Just saying.
And then
the Bank of America, because come on.
Throw a Banana Republic in there.
Before, it was just freaking Banco Popular. That's it. That's the only bank that was on Fordham. Now there's a Bank of America.
They're catering to the white kids that are at Fordham University, attending Fordham University, that's not too far from the Fordham Road Strip.
Yeah.
They throw Abercrombie and Fitch in there. Forget about it.
I'm sure it's coming, or like a Hollister or something.
Yeah, Hollister. White kids gonna take over. Starbucks? Forget about it.
Oh.
But the Fordham Road gonna belong to the Caucasians real soon. They're going to gentrify Fordham Road.
I don't know, because I think CeCe's still there, and CeCe's is awesome.
Yo, CeCe's is so old that you can't even see the sign anymore. It's just one C now. But everyone in the Bronx knows that that's CeCe's department store.
That is the best discount store ever. There's something similar here. We have to go. I have to take you in Bridgeport. There's something similar. Yeah. It's called Teddy's.
Bro,
I have to take you there.
My mom loves CeCe's department store.
Yo, we're gonna go to Teddy's tomorrow. Yeah, CeCe's. You find quitos, bed sheet sets, freaking even luggage. I don't know, shopping carts, whatever you need for
anything
your house.
Anything you need. Whatever.
It's fucking tile.
Shit.
Yo, they have like everything.
Box of tiles. That's so true.
Clothes.
Yo, I think they have a little furniture section.
Man.
You can buy a little dining room set for like $40 or something. Like, they have everything. CeCe's, you know, has everything.
Talking about Fordham Road, I got my very first tattoo at Tough City. And I recently learned that they closed down, and I was so sad because, you know, I got my first tattoo.
Yeah, everybody from our generation. Everybody from our generation knows Tough City. Everybody knows Hector.
Tough City was great. And I didn't even go to, like, when it was big. I went when it was still small, and it was up the hill by Kingsbridge.
Yeah.
So I got my tramp stamp there. And, I got some new ink. Look.
And
this one. But you can't really see this one. I mean, I don't know.
What does that one say?
This one? It says, you deserve the world. Act like it. Because sometimes I need to remind myself that I deserve better than what I allow myself to have. And then this one is Belle, Disney princess. She's my favorite princess. And she's dressed like Hannibal Lecter. So she's Hannibal Lecter. And shout out to Hannibal for my tattoos.
Hannibal with the awesome Lil' Kim 1996 hardcore pose.
Yo, I think Spread it's so Eagle. Dope, though. I love it.
What? Spread eagle. She's like spread eagle.
Is she?
Yeah.
No, she's just kneeling. You think a spread eagle. She's kneeling.
Okay.
Do you know what spread eagle means?
Yes. She has her legs open, kneeling down.
But she's kneeling. She's not like this.
Close enough.
Whatever.
Anyway. Oh, man. That was a good walk down Nostalgia Road. Yeah. Hell
Memory
yeah.
Lane.
Good times.
Yeah, definitely good times. Because I had some good times in my late teens, early 20s in the Bronx. Jet set.
The Bronx is not what it used to be. New York City is not what it used to be.
It's definitely not.
Both of us born and raised in New York City and got away from New York City. Like, New York City is overrated. It's overrated. All the good spots are gentrified. It doesn't have like that culture that it used to.
People, and it's crazy because these kids, the new generation, is what's ruining it because years ago. Because I just feel like when you live on a block and you live there your whole life and everybody knows who you are and then you get robbed, it's like, yo, that's like the lowest of the lowest. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be getting robbed on your block. You lived there 30 years. And it's like, come on. Like,
like, people don't look out for one another anymore.
My friend's boyfriend got robbed at gunpoint in his building, in the lobby. He's lived there since, like, 1988. Like, come on.
That's just for you to get, like, you've lived all those years in peace.
In the same building.
In your neighborhood.
He knows everyone there. He knows the whole neighborhood. Like, they've lived there forever. And it's
the
like,
same little rugrats you saw growing up that end up sticking you up and shit. When they get older and they turn to a life of crime. Yeah, that's what happens. That's what ends up happening. Life of crime? Yeah.
Don't turn to a life of crime.
I sound like McGruff. What's his name?
Remember Dare?
Yo, oh, fucking, what kind of dog was he? A bloodhound with a fucking Unsolved Mysteries trench coat
or something?
Yeah, but he was
like Dick Tracy.
What kind of dog? He was like a bloodhound. Right?
I don't know. I don't know dogs. I think he may have been. What's the one that starts with a B?
Bloodhound.
No, there's another B.
A beagle?
Yeah. No?
I don't know. I thought it was bloodhound because bloodhounds usually are the ones that work with law enforcement.
No, it's German shepherds usually.
And bloodhounds, so they have the best sense of smell.
They should.
Yeah.
Let's Google. What is McGruff?
I call this girl at my job bloodhound because she fucking smells everything like a mile away.
Ah, well, you know what? Maybe she's just like,
she got a pregnant woman's nose. But yeah.
I don't like that word.
What?
Pregnant.
Says the woman who has 17 kids?
That's you why I don't fucking like it.
You definitely pregnant.
I've had my share. I've been pregnant enough times. I'm good. I am not looking to get pregnant.
Well, guys.
Wait, McGruff.
So she wants to figure out.
Yeah, McGruff.
What?
The crime dog.
Breed a dog. Yo, those commercials used to kill me.
McGruff, take a bite out of crime. And there's literally like the sea is bitten.
Yeah. Oh, we were Jesus. So corny
he
in the
is
90s.
A bloodhound. McGruff the crime dog.
Oh, see, yeah, he was giving me bloodhound vibes.
Lord.
With his little tight-ass trench coat.
You know what's crazy? That there was like a person in costume.
Yo, do they have any more of like those drug commercials?
No, but they fucking should.
Right? They should have them not for like perks. You know what? You know why they won't do it? Because those are the legal drugs. And the government wants you to be hooked on the legal drugs. They're not going to have any commercials for that. If anything, they're going to put these commercials with these people looking all happy, taking the
oh my God, you have to show them this picture.
The medication. Who they say it looks like? Who's this?
Reagan.
First off, this picture, I'm going to post it. This picture is of former President Ronald Reagan with someone dressed like McGruff, the crime dog. And McGruff looks high as shit. Why are his eyes so bloodshot red?
They're really low, too. How can you even see? Where are they red? Because they're, like, so low.
Tell me that dog does not look high to you. That dog is blazed.
His eyes are a little crooked, too. They're kind of, like, pointing like that. Like,
He's having high thoughts. That's what that face is. He's stuck.
I love my high thoughts because I be coming up with some shit.
Listen, I know this face. This face is when you smoked a little too much and you're now having heart palpitations and you're asking God to please take it away and you promise you'll never smoke again. This is exactly
which is a lie face. Because you know which damn well lie. That when you feel better like 3 days later, you it's gonna happen all what? Over again.
No, that's the edible high. After the high comes down 3 days later, you promise you're never going to eat another edible again.
I don't know. I want to, oh my God, I was watching Riverdale. And I don't know if anybody's out there. This is going to be a bit of a spoiler, but I was watching season 5 of Riverdale.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, where they're like grown up and now they're all coming back to Riverdale. And fucking Jughead is like, he's a writer and he's published and now he has to write a new book. But when he wrote the first book, he was high on mushrooms and he wrote the entire book in one night and it was great. And he didn't even remember doing it. So he figured, let me do the same thing or whatever. And see like what happens. So he eats his mushrooms and he like loses all concept of everything. He ends up on it's like Skid Row where it's just like a bunch of homeless people.
Oh damn.
He ends up what there the fuck? For a few days, doesn't remember anything, and he does write, but then it was like covered in blood. Whole mess. I say all of that to say I kind of want to try those mushrooms.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I thought she was gonna end that like, you know,
on a positive note. Yeah, don't do drugs.
Positive, stay okay. Away from the shrooms.
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Parents, indulge a little.
Okay, so say no to drugs, guys. So
sometimes.
Anything else you want to wrap it up with?
No, I don't know. This was good. It feels good to be back, and I'm glad that we're back.
It feels great,
and I'm glad that we're gonna talk shit again.
You guys know that you guys can always DM us. You can always DM myself. You can always DM this story here, and let us know if you guys have anything to share. If you guys have anything that you want to tell us anonymously that we can share on the podcast, any ideas?
Oh,
that,
stories! Any please stories, share your crazy yeah. stories. I live for crazy stories.
Anything that you would want us to, you know, incorporate in the pod. We're definitely open.
Do you want
open.
Us to ask you questions? Shit, do you want to FaceTime? Because
do you want to give us your number? We'll call you.
Yo,
we'll call you during like, recording. Come like, on. We can chop it up. Talk about some shit.
I know. Let us interview you and ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
And then you can decide which ones you want us to talk about. But we're definitely going to ask you some shit. We may not post it all, but we definitely want to know. We're nosy bitches.
In the next 2 months, month and a half, we're approaching our 4-year anniversary of Ladies Pitch. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I guess we have to kind of just go over what I want to do something.
We should have
something.
A big ass party.
I mean, I want to do something. Yeah, I don't
and bring
know.
Everyone
if you have
back.
Any ideas, something that you would want, maybe we can bring some people back, past guests, past hosts, whatever. Like, let us know what you would want to do. I think that'll be dope if all of us will be able to record.
Yeah. And it's taxes and season, bitches. Like,
yes!
Cash app us.
Yes!
We're poor. It's I have 17 kids. Season. Send me some money.
Let me tell you something right
Finding
now, ladies.
Finding Dory 86 on Cash App.
Let me tell you something right now, ladies, okay? Do not let that man fool you into thinking that he can flip your 5 G's to 50 G's. Yo. All right, leave the scam niggas alone. All right, we're gonna end it with that one. Ladies, remember you deserve to be happy. Fuck disrespectfully. Follow us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch. Follow us on Twitter, Pitch718. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe, share, all that good shit. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory.
Catch you on the next one. Peace.